So then we would tell him, you have the right and you have title to that field. So ma lokach, rishim sheni kol zchus shetov liyodei. So all the zchusim that the Akum had, so the Yisrael who is bo mach Mosei also has. Even though it's not Yitzhak Malchus. Why? Because the Akum was a party here. Mashein Kein, in the case of the second Pshat of the Rashbam, so that the Beneach was not even a party. So Memele, the Halacha of Dine Malchus Adine, in matters other than Masim, has no application. But, guess what it isn't. But here the Gemara says, Arisin Parsoya Aboim Shlim, so it implies that he gets title. So Memele, he rejects the second Pshat of the Rashbam, and he accepts the first Pshat of the Rashbam. All right, now we want to go further. Arei niti Yisrael u korbon, imein on niktzotzes. Tali zu korbon, imein on nisrefes. Yeish lo empidim. So if somebody is magdish, if someone is magdish, there are mentions two pshati. One pshati is, one shita is, that the Mishnah has reference to Hekdesh Mamish. And the other pshati is that the Mishnah has reference to Kenomis. But the pshat of most Rishenim is that the Mishnah has reference to Hekdesh Mamish, not to Kenomis. So Areni Tiyas Oeilu Korbon, in other words, if he is Magdish, these trees, these branches, he may not Nikzotzes, on the condition that they will not be chopped up. Or Talizu Korbon, on the condition if it's not going to be burned or singed. So Yeshlan Pidya. Yeshlan Pidya means that it's Chal, the Hekdesh is Chal. Areni Tiyas Oeilu Korbon, Achi Yikzitzu. Talizu Korbon, Achi Tisorei. Eilen Pidya. So what does that mean, Eilam Pidyan? Eilam Pidyan means that it is, with Pidyan, it doesn't go out Lechum, because it becomes Kodesh again. As Rav Pada explains it, and according to some Rishenim, if Mure agrees with that, according to Rav Moshe Mikotobe, so Mure does not agree with that. So in other words, so Eilam Pidyan, according to Rav Pada, certainly, the Pshat Eilam Pidyan means until Ktzitze. So it's not Yetzi Lechum through Pidyan. In other words, even though his payday becomes Kodesh again. According to Rav Pade, that is certainly the Pshat. According to Ule, so there's a Machlikas Vishenim in the Pshat, in Eilam Pidyan. So according to the Rashbos Pshat, even according to Ule, Eilam Pidyan means that until Ktzitze, it does not go out Lechum, it doesn't become Chum through Pidyan, because once it is Nivdei, it becomes Hekdesh again. According to Rashbos Pshat, even Alib and Ule. According to Ramesha Mikodobes Pshat, so according to Bar Pade, Eilam Pidyan means Kedem Shenikitzu. So it doesn't go out Lechum through Pidyan. And Pidyan is not effective to be Mafkia the Hekdesh, because it becomes Hekdesh again. And according to Ule, the Kedushas Domim is Pokabirdi. So then, according to Rav Meisha Mikodobes Pshat, Eilam Pidyan means that Le'achak Tzitze, it doesn't require Pidyan. It's Pokabirdi. So there is no Machlekes Rishenim as to the Pshat in Eilam Pidyan, Alibed Rav Pade. There is a Machlekes Rishenim between the Rashbo and Rav Meisha Mikodobes as to the Pshat of Eilam Pidyan, Alibed Ule. All right. Now, so you more or less the question. V'leisne g'deishes, v'yen g'deishes. Now, in the Reishe, obviously, when it says, yesh lem pidyan, it means g'deishes, it's hegdesh, hegdesh is chal. Let the Mishnah use the expression, g'deishes, v'yen g'deishes. Why does he have to use the expression, yesh lem pidyan? Either the boy, the Mishnah, say, ein lem pidyan, now, the kasha of the Gemara, as the Ram explains, is directed against the case of Harein Tiyas or Eilu Korbon, Imeinu Niktzotzis. It's not directed against the case of Talizu Korbon and Srefis, because then there is no kasha, there is no difficulty, because the Talis is not immediately sorry. So it's we can easily visualize a case where a person is Magdish, a Talis, on the condition it should not get burned, because very possibly the Talis will never get burned. So he, and maybe it will get burned. So he's magdish the talis on the condition that it will not get burned. Mashain came a tree, so every branch of a tree, every nitiya is destined to be chopped down sometime in the future. So how does he, how can he say, Hare nitiya so elu korban mimeno nikzosis? And if he says in elu nikzosis, that means even if 50 years later it will be nikzas, or 100 years later it will be nikzas, it shouldn't be hekdesh. Now it's destined to be chopped down at one time or another. So why is he magdish? Why is he magdish? So that's Gemara's kasha. Hey, Chanoda. Omar amei bar beimer imei lo niktotis ayein. Veomar ayein velo niktit. In other words, he's magdish the trees, the nitiyeis, and the condition that they will not be chopped down within the duration of the day. So then it depends. If they are chopped down within the day, so then it's not Hekdesh. If they are chopped down, so if they are not chopped down, it is Hekdesh. And if they are chopped down on the day, so it is not Hekdesh. So does the Mishnah have to tell us that a person can make a Hekdesh, can be Magdish on a Tnai? So whatever the Tnai is, if there is a hurricane, a very strong wind, So it is very likely that the hurricane will tear down the tree, and he says that the Harim Tiyaseilo Hegdesh Korban, if the hurricane, they will not be torn down by the hurricane. So in other words, so then I could say, and they were not torn down by the hurricane. So then, it is Hekdesh. So that's a Chidesh, because I could say that there is no real Gmiras Das. Something like Asmachta. I mean, it's not really Asmachta. But I could say, if there is no Gmiras Das, I mean, what's the swore of Asmachta Kanye? Because he does not have his real consent. So here too, since he made the Hekdesh on Itnai, because there was a hurricane, and he assumed that the hurricane in all probability will tear down the tree. So the reason as to why he was magdishet, because he didn't think that the hurricane will spare this tree. And had he known that the hurricane might possibly spare the tree, he wouldn't have made that night. So there is a lack of Miras Das. So Kamash will know there is no lack of Miras Das. Probably he's a sensible person, and he knows that a hurricane sometimes tears down the tree, sometimes doesn't. So it was with his full consent that he made the Tekish. Lo yitzchir again dike zikin efficient. Vokotonu lo yitzchir vitalis, vitalis lisayifekayme. So in other words, if that is the case in connection with Nitiyas, so it must be the case in connection with Talis. And Talis is aimed lisayife, ein kigein dike dleike. So we could have the same Sal Kedaitoch. Hochename di ke zikenefishe. Visal Kedaitoch, that even if the hurricane doesn't tear it down, the Hekdesh shouldn't be chal, because there was no real Miras Das. Visal Kedaitoch, the Mosek Adaitin, the Misnatzlin, Mushimoche Konada, Komash, well, there is Miras Das. Why that? הרי אנטי עשינו קורם, יש להם פידיין, כלי בדקדוש יכול עליהם עד שצריך לספידיין, וכמו למפור שלום ולמאמרה, ומפשיד למה מה עיתון היליש יש להם פידיין, ועיתון לבהד יקדי שיס, אין להם פידיין, וכמו למפור שכמן דומה, דחי קטון קורם, כשקדישו לדמי קורם מהם, ואין לדומה, בגמור מפורש, then he says, אי כמן דומה, there is one, פשט, דחי קטון קורם, כשקדישו לדמי קורם מהם, ואין לדומה, יש להם פידיין, wie kann im vorrecht die keine mu wo ich komme habe ich anti salol was du bist gekommen wir hätte mir keine gescheier mit keinen pidien there is no pidien in kinomes ich nehme was das mehr rede ich so war doch ich so kann im kolisch in das hat ihr gehe das ist der pidien in other words from here says that there is a distinction between a keine protein a keine kolli if a mile there is kinomes even keine protein but as far as pidien is concerned, so there is a difference between kingdom prote and kingdom glory. If Ruvein asks the kikir on Shimon, just on Shimon, not on the whole world, so then there is no pidyon. But if Reuven asks the kicker, and everybody, so then it's analogous to Hekdesh Mamesh, and just as there is Pidyon in Hekdesh Mamesh, there is Pidyon in Kinomes Tov. Rameir says, Yesh the Basis, Rameir, the Kosovo Choli, Cheshukin, Kosh, Nesar Hakel, Kekdesh, Yesh the Pidyon, Chodom, Likam, Ferkim, and Amuda, Kainim, Kikar, Zuv, Ochlo, Beinu, Ben, Chavir, Moar, Lefichoch, Yesh the Pidyon, Kikar, Zor, Lai, Hekdesh, Ochlo, Umoar, Chavir, Moar, Lefichoch, Hem, Pidyon, Vilayis, Nikdushay, Deshis, כך הוא יקרא גרסי, ואורי פירש, ודאי יקח חידושי ניתן אלא אמר שאף על פי שתולו קדושו שם בתנאי זה של קציצה קדושו חולה עליהם, ויסלה שמינן הוכי כנפורש לכמה, אם כן להסנק דיישיס, וכושר און דרן הסיקה שתהינך למייד מפרשים ממס להסנק קוניק דפשט, דיקום דיקטון הקישי קדוש ניטייס לדמי קובס כנן, תייצג נשממש, וכי משכי כל חידושי ניתן אלא עשה להשמין קדושו חולה עליהם, דיוודאי מלצה פשיטי, דיכים נקדשיס יש להם פיניה, ומשום אוכל פול שפי אלא יש נקדשיס, אבל אידך פירושי, די מפורש, די בכינם ממש עסקינן, מייקה פול איך להיש נקדשיס. די אומר, no, so why couldn't the Gemara give the Teres the reason as to why he employs this expression of Pidyon is to tell us this Chiddush that it's like a Meya that there is Pidyon and he can call. דיום אגבו חתונה יש לפידן, דיסו סמטון לקרא מייר למקינים כמו יש לפידן, דוק פליק רבון עלי לקם פרקי מהמודה. וניחלי דרן סייס, דיבד איתן אלוי למיסטה מוח אל רמירוס. After all, the Tani is not concerned here in mentioning the dinim as to whether there is Pidyon and Kinim Kol or not. So, that's not his concern. Dim kei lomu lahai misne hai dinim miktitze. If that had been his concern, the Tani's concern, let him mention in connection with the Kenim Kloli, not in connection with the Kenim and a Tnai. Ich noch gab die Nomes, der Kind getan ist, la schwinn und hai gab ne heilig du schalaie. Bin ich aber la schwinn hoche und mei snig deis ist. Und was a hoche ist, will ich mei am listen gabosi. Hoche, oi baune. Aber mit kam mit lich mir in die Dusche holalie. Wo schei la schwinn ist lang pidien, die mach mal die viel heilig du schai. Acheloi. Hut la schwinn als ich lang pidien, war der aber zrich rabendet. That he has to tell us because es khilisch kin vorstel kann und schon hoche poich, will ich snig deis. Wie ke so the white girl says, "Listen, Deishes, not the girl said that it appears in our text. The least the dishes, the dishes. But the Ran mentions there is the girl said, the same girl said we have. Vigde galse, least the dishes, the dishes. Will we die? Umitaritz rejects that girl said. Umitaritz, I the boy, Mr. Safe. A lampidian, to the name of Asia, is lampidian. Claim it be safe, and what's lampidian dishes? The vadic dishes, as he eats to. The Hinaman Motsi, tonic dishes. Din cane have a minute in the same green ratio. Vilasik, forced the calm on. Hey, Chenoda, Omar Omar Meima. Pirish Lishne Kash. Kasher, Diktoni, Menon Nikchosis. Vichim Shechol Yisurum Bitnai Ze, Heich Yochel Oleo Yisem. Vosef Mikzisa in Indies. Vahudi Kasher. Avotani, so the whole Kasher is directed against the case of the tears. It's not directed against the case of Talis. I will tell us even in Sreves, like Ashley, the Talis love is Revi Kaim of Efshul Yisor of Leilom, whom she mocha masha chayil in Surale. We can use the Gals of Edi, for like Tzitze Kaim. Im came Momo with a name, a claim of the Pshita Dave Hegdesh, we hit him a lead of Peirush, the Mfosh Maslis Remeiri, that here we're not dealing with Hegdesh Mamash, but with Kenomes, and the Chidesh is, that by Kenim Kloli there is Pidyen, this really Kenim Kloli Yesh Lepidyen, Michael Poruch, Lomo Lemeima, Adarabe, Tzrich Arabe, it is not such a double portion. Lafukim de Rabbanon. So the Ran says Lafkushi. The way he said before. Shekvo Pirash in Tane Lav Lochi Yichav. It's not the concern of the Tane to tell us this Chiddush as to whether Pidyon Kloli has Pidyon or not. El Lashminon di Kedusha Chol Alayich. Mishasaf Lamaylo. Umfakinon. Lo Yitzrich Hekei Yindi Kezik and Nefish. His strong wind. Vi Lav Dito Lemasnis in Kedusha Nachse. Nachse bo ava mine edichim di mosik adaitu miszelen, it will not be spared, will not be saved. Veligomo bedaite shiir kobum, so there is a lack of mirrors that. Shiro yir deyashu nifzuli magdisho. Vechim shechein avesel kadaitu likdisho ekom mashmon, there is mirrors that. Vitalis nisrei fekaim ebit miyo. Klim avich etole tanoi. Tnoye, bimidu lishayo beig, elevade bishayo baskinon. Kindiket leik, uleilom. Pirush bit miyo kleima, hirchefshish lo yipitin leilom. Oh no, now that's the Gemara. Hareini tiyo seilu kob. So the Gemara, so what does the Mishnah say? Harei hini tiyo seilu kobon. So it's yesh lohem pidyen. It's hegdesh. So the kashi is uleilom. Perush bit miyo. Kleima hei chefshia shileilom pidyen leilom. So what he says, I mean that is reference to the same. Harei nitiyesei ukorban achi yiktit. Talis ukorban achi tisoy. So eimo impidien. So the Gemara's kashi is, does it mean eimo impidien that leilam void, even though he's paid there, so it will remain hegdesh? How is it possible? After all, he said that it should be hegdesh until it will be chopped down, until the talis will be burned. So how is it possible that it will never be eaten lechum? So that's Gemara's kash uleilam. So that has reference to the same Gemara's kash. Perush bit biyom kelei machich efshesh lo yilam pidyan leilam. Omar ba pade podon chizrei sugdeishes. Ugdeishes podon chizrei sugdeishes. Ache yiktitzu niktitzu pidam pamachas vidaye. So ba pade mentions here two aloches. First of all, he mentions, says Pshat in the Mishneh, that until the tree is chopped down, until the talis is singed, so even though he was paid there, so it's not yet lechu. But pidyon, so pidyon is effective. Pidyon is effective. Hindushas domim is certainly pidyon is effective. So why do we say that until the talis is burned, until the tree is chopped down? So then, it's in one pidyon. Why? Because since, in view of the fact that he said, "Harein itiyeso elu korban achiyiktzitzu, talis ukorban achiyiktzitzu," so that implies that until it is shut down, the itiyes have to remain hegdesh. But he was paid it before they were shut down. So that means that he made a series of hegdeshes. In other words, with his fiat, with his dibo, He made a series of hegdeshes. In other words, he was magdish this tree. And he said, and that it should remain in a state of hegdesh. And even if the hegdesh is poka, let's say, in case I am paid it, so the hegdesh will be poka, so it should be chal again. And that is implicit in his expression. Until tzitzes hanitiyes, so these nitiyes have to remain in a state of hegdesh. And even if for some reason the hegdesh has to be poka, it should continue to be hegdesh. What does it mean? In other words, he's not making one hegdesh. He's making a series of hegdeshes. A series of hegdeshes that is magdish until tzitzes. So he's magdish the nitiyah. And suppose it is Yetzel Chum, so it should be Hekdesh again. So in other words, one can be Magdish Lachalamet. So what does it mean, Dafke Lachalamet? He can affect the Hekdesh, that he can base that Chaleisa Hekdesh upon a certain contingency. So once a certain event happens, the Hekdesh should be Chal. So he's Magdish Nitiya right now. But he also says, he makes another Hekdesh, that in case it is Nivde, prior to the Ktzitze of the Nitiye, it should be Hegdesh again. And in case it is Nivde again, it should be Hegdesh again. Until the Nitiye is Niktzes. The moment the Nitiye is Niktzes, so then he was not Magdishet anymore. So one aloche that is mentioned according to Bapade in this Mishnah is that when he said Ari Nitiye Zayilu Kor Majik Tetsu, he in effect meant to make a series of Hegdeshes. Until Srefas Atalas. And then, so suppose it is Niktzes, so Bapade says that even Gdushas Domim is Lipoka Berdi. Even Gdushas Domim is Lipoka Berdi. In other words, the true, he said that it should remain in the state of Hegdesh until Tzitzes are Anitias. But the moment that Nitiya is Niktzes, is shut down, it should not be Hegdesh. It should be Yetzel Chum. But he's incapable of being magdish for a certain zman. So in spite of the fact that his kavone was that with the ktzitzes anitiyes, with the srivas atales, the hegdesh should be poka automatically, but it cannot be poka automatically because hegdesh is loy poka berdi, even dushas dom. That's Bapade. So Bapade says in the Mishnah implies two aloches. One aloche is that when he said in effect he made a series of hegdeshes until Ktzitze, And also, that Vishas Domimi, even Vishas Domimi, Ilipoka Bilti. Needless to mention Vishas Aguf, but even Vishas Domimi, Ilipoka Bilti. Ulam Ulomar, Kivisha Niktitu, Shuv, Ein Peido. Now, so we have a machlekes between the Rashbo and Rabbi Shimon Kotov. According to Rashbo, so Ule is only Chilek and Bapades second, but Ule is not Chilek and Bapades first. According to Rabbi Shimon Kotov, so Ule is Chilek and both dinim of Bapades. Of course, it goes without saying that Ule is certainly Chilek and the second din of Bapades. In other words, whereas according to Bapades, so even if the DT is niktzas, so it's not yitzlechelmo automatically. But he has to be paid it, because Dushas Domin Pokabildi, Ule definitely says, no, Dushas Domin Pokabildi. So the moment the DT is a niktzas, the moment the talis is burned, it automatically is yitzlechelmo, without the DT. That's sure. I mean, that according to Ule, so Dushas Domin Pokabildi. The Rashbo says, but as far as the first din of Bapadi is concerned, so Ule agrees with it. Rav Meshi Mikotov says that he is chilek even on the first. So according to Rav Meshi Mikotov, according to Ule, so if he says niti is elu kov machi iktitzu, and then it was not niktzes, but the next day he was paid it. So the English is not chalagin. And why? So he says that one is stolen the other, Rabbi Shimon Kotov says. Actually, you know, why should we say that when he said, that it means, he meant that this expression implies that his kavone is to make a series of hegdashes. Maybe it only implies to make one hegdash. Where does he spell out that he wants to make a series of nations? The answer is one follows from the other. According to Bapadi, so even after it is niktzas, it is not yitzlechum automatically, and he'll have to be paid there. So then the question arises, if he's a sensible person, a reasonable person, why does he say that way? Why does he formulate the hekdesh in such terms? What does he mean? He means that the moment it is shut down, it should be Yitzlechum. Well, that couldn't be, because it's Lepoka Bildi. So he couldn't have meant, according to Bapade, who says that Dushas Domim is Lepoka Bildi, he could not have meant that with this expression, that the Hegdesh should continue only until it is shut down, only until the talis is burned. Because even when it's shut down, without the Pidyan, it will not go Lechum. And what did he mean? That with the Pidyan, he should go Lechum. So without saying Achi Iktitzu, with the Pidyan, he goes out Lechum. Without saying anything. If someone is Magdish Stam, and then he is paid, he goes out Lechum. So why did he have to talk so much and say Achi Iktitzu? So according to Bapade, we are forced to say that the Kavone was that even prior to the ktzitze of the tree, so it should continue to remain in a state of hegdesh. In other words, even if he's faded, the hegdesh should be chalagin. Now, so the Masheikin, according to Ule, he says that once it is niktzas, so the hegdesh is spoke, the kedusha is spoke automatically. So Mimele, we could say that the kavone was, when he said, harini tiyas ilu kol machiiktzitzu, was simply that it should not last forever, the Hegdesh, only until it is Shabbat. Now, this is Rav Meshi Mikotov's Lomdes. Now, we have to say that Rav Meshi Mikotov is not arguing on the basis of Umden. As far as Umden is concerned, why don't we ask him? After all, he is a better judge to determine what his Kavone was. The answer is, because Dvorim Shebelevin and Dvorim, and we have to decide on the basis of the Mishpat HaLoshon of the expression he used. So Memele, so this is the svore of Rav Meshi Mikotov. Now, if he is a very sensible person, so Memele, if his kavone had been that it should be, according to Rav Pade, that Kedushas Domim is Loi Pokabildi, so if he's a sensible person, and he knows what he's saying, and he doesn't like to talk just like without any purpose, so then his kavanah could not have been that it should, the Hekdesh should last only as prior to being shut down, because that couldn't be, because even if it is shut down, the Hekdesh will last, so it will require pidyon, and with pidyon, so then it could be etzel lechul anyway, even without saying that yichtzu. But the question arises, and this is raised against Ramesh Mikadove, but suppose he doesn't know the halacha, so in other words, in order to say like Rav Padeh, so every Magdish has to be a big London and adopt the same svor and lomdes of Rav Padeh, and then we can say that was obviously his kavanah. But suppose the Magdish is not a London, he doesn't know about Tushas Domin Pokabirdi, Loy Pokabirdi, he doesn't know anything. He only knows that you can be Magdish. So then you cannot have that Echoch. And obviously, Rav Misha Mikodove would apply the same thing even in regard to someone who is not living in London and who doesn't know Rav Padeh's din. And even in respect to someone who happens to agree with Ule. Rav Padeh will still say the same thing, the two dinim. The answer is, we have to determine the meaning of an expression on the basis of Mishnah Loshon, not on the basis of the hidden kavanah that he had. So even though he's not a lamdan, but since objectively, according to Bapadi, so this nitiye could not be etzel lechum without pidyon anyway, and with pidyon without saying achi yiktitzu. So it will be etzel lechum. So mele in mishpat aloshi, it acquires the meaning of achi yiktitzu that he's making a series of ekdeshes. According to Bapade, in Mishpat HaLoshin it acquires that meaning. But according to Rav Misha Mikodove, it does not acquire that meaning. Alright. Now the Ran. Niktitzu. כסף, אבל גם לא אומר מה עכשיו, קונה. וישיב למויס עדיין הוא קיום. ואבל הקים לאיש הרי תקודשת לאח השלישים יהי. דמקודשת אבל פשני סך למויס. משום דן לזונה, לב למילו ודומו לא יפקוד מדומה. וכדי יסם פרי קויים הבידושים. הילקח מי שהיא כתסודי ובכסף. עד שהיא הלך לירושלים. בין דומה למה עכשיו, בין לא אומר לה עכשיו. אינם וחזוק, יבוא מלא מה עכשיו. אם חוזר וקונה ממנו קדם של ירושלים. חזר וזה יחבי מקבל. So, the Rashba says, then the Rashba has another Roshan also. But this is the first Shita of the Rashba. So the Rashba Shita is that the same thing, first of all, that Uli Ismede agrees with Bapadis first, that when someone says, Achi Yiktitzu, so in effect he's making a series of adventures. So Memele, the same thing, by analogy, it applies to Mekachum Memchar also. So if somebody says, לי חזאיק וכניסודי, אוי שתיסוני לך, מייחשו, עד שאילך לירושלים, so it's also a series of achnoyes, just as here, he makes a series of adages, so in the case where he says, סודי זוניסוני לך, מייחשו, עד שאילך לירושלים, in effect he makes a series of achnoyes, so in other words, he's makne to him the sode right now, but suppose the lekeach, next day, will transfer the sode back to the meicher. So then it will again be transferred to the lekeach until he goes to Yerushalayim. The same way. But then the question is, so he makes a series of achnois, but there is a aloche, a series of achnois. So one achnoye is to take effect right now. The other achnoye is to take effect after a reconveyance of the sode back to the meicher. So that's like lachalamet. Now the aloha is that when one is makne a pore lachalamet, so if the kiyan is to mishicha, so we say it also kiyane. So we have to apply it to a case where he says meachshav. Now what does it mean meachshav? Now what does it mean here meachshav? So bishleime, if someone says mishich pozu v'litik. So then we can say that the kinyan, the chalitza kinyan, is nimshach from now until 30 days later. But in this case, where he's makne the sode completely, Reuven is makne the sode completely to Shimon. So we cannot say, as far as the first achnoy is concerned, that it's nimshach from now until later. He's makne it outright, directly. But then he says, "Achel Yerushalayim." So in case you will convey it back to me, I am makne it to you again. And also, the second aknoye should be mi'achshov until the reconveyance to me. Now suppose the reconveyance takes place 5 days later. So in other words, so he made one aknoye outright of the sode, and then another aknoye, the miachshov, until 5 days later, when the reconveyance takes place. So it doesn't even make sense. Bishleim in the case when he says, misheich porozu, v'lo tikne lachalamet, so then it's nimshach for 30 days. But here you cannot say that the second aknoye is nimshach, the second kinyan is nimshach from now till the reconveyance. Because he's transferring to him completely and absolutely without any conditions. So how can a second aknoye be held on top of an absolute unconditional aknoye that he's making to him right now? It doesn't even make sense. So we have to say that here, when he says me'achshov, it's not. You see, there are two kinds of me'achshov lachalamed. One kind of me'achshov lachalamed is when the kinyan is nimshach. When the kinyan is nimshach. Does anyone have a gemara for metzia? No? No one has to go for it.
Thank you. I have it.
It seems that there are two kinds of me'achshov lachalamed. One kind of me'achshov lachalamed is when he is makne, a certain chayfetz, and the chaleis is nimshach from now till 30 days, till the expiration of 30 days. That's one kind of me'achshov lachalamet. Then there is another type of me'achshov lachalamet. Now, if, let's say, the kiyan is nimshach, the chaleis is nimshach, me'achshov lachalamet, so then what is the status of the tzodeh? Suppose he is makne isodeh, and he spells it out. He says, I makne to you the tzodeh, and I want the kiyan to be nimshach. It should start now, the chaleis should start now, and it should consummate. It should be completed 30 days later. So in the interim period, the 30 days, what is the status of the tzodeh? So then, in the interim period, the tzodeh is partially konu to the lekeach, partially not konu. The same thing that is true of Hamikdash es digmore nachn tesing duschen. Hamikdash es oisho, hariat ukdesh esli me'achshov lachalamet.
So, Mi'achshav l'chalamid. So Rabbi Yechanan says, then a second one came and was Mikadisher, Mi'achshav l'chachof. And then the third one came and was Mikadisher, Mi'achshav l'chasor, l'chayud yomim. So it's Kishragi Livne, Rabbi Yechanan says. Because over there, it's Nimshach. The Chalais is Nimshach. So that means she starts to become Kodeshes now, and when will she be completely Mikodeshes to him? 30 days later. So in the meantime, she's Mikodeshes and she's Mikodeshes. So that's why it's Kishragi Livne. And this is one kind of Machshav HaChalamet. But now this couldn't apply here. Tesis in Bom Metzie. Now the Meir holds that all the Makn Dor Shel Boleil. All the Makn Dor Shel Boleil. So the Meir says, Omar Avuni Omar Av. That's a limit of Rameya. According to Rabbanon, we couldn't visualize it according to Rabbanon, but only according to Rameya. That's all the Mak and Doshal Balei. Omar Avuni Omar Av, Oim Al-Khaviri, Daf Yud, Tezayin on the base, and begin on top. Omar Avuni Omar Av, Oim Al-Khaviri, Sodesh Al-Nikiach, Lichshek, Chenok, Nuloch, Maach, Shofkon. According to Rameya, that if some, according to Rabbanon, so if a woman says to Shimon, Sodesh Al-Nikiach, now the ownership is vested in Levi. And Reuven says, Shimon, I intend to buy it from Levi in a week or so. So the zoo, Shami Likeach from Levi, Lichshek Cheno, if and when I buy it from Levi, it should become Loch Ma'achshof. So according to Rabbanon of Rameir and Makdo Shel Boleilom, now the title is vested in Levi. He is incapable of being Makdet. But according to Rameir, that's the Makdo Shel Boleilom. So of course, Shimon couldn't acquire title in it as long as title is vested in Levi. What kind of a bialim is he to give title in the Sode to Shimon when title is still vested in Levi just because Reuven has the intention a week later to buy the field from Levi? But according to Rabbanon, so even after he buys it from Levi, so it will not be konu to Shimon. But according to Rameyah, if and when he buys it from Levi, it will be konu to Shimon. So, according to Rameya, if Oim El Chavir Sodesh Al Mikeach Mishechek Chano Knu Yom Achshof Konu. So the thesis says the Kashi. So the Gemara says Knu Yom Achshof. Teime Ma Tzorich Meachshof. Kibin Yodo Makdom Shel Beleilom. Din Li Chazore Ho Kol Zman Shel Libo Leilom Yochel Arzir. Afol Gav Diom Meachshof. So even according to Rameyah, he still could be Chayzeya because Shimon could not begin in the Sode until Reuven buys it from Levi. So he could be Chayzeya, even according to Rameyah. Only thing is, according to Rabbanon, so even when he buys the Sode from Levi, it will still not be Konu to Shimon. But according to Rameyah, it will be Konu to Shimon. But until he buys the Sode from Levi, he can be Chayzeya, even if he says Me'achshav, because it's not Shimon's field yet. So, and if he's not Chayzeya, until before, so then the moment he buys it from Levi, it will be immediately become Konu to Shimon according to Rameyah, even without Me'achshav. So what's the purpose of Me'achshav? That's the discussion. ויש לאמר דנף כי מיני אם נקרא השטר או ישור ועד קדם שלא כחוזה דיקונה כאילו ביום המאחשב. So Tesis says true, according to Rameyah, even without מאחשב, the moment he buys it from Levi, it will be called the Shimon. But there is one נפקי מיני, if let's say, if he doesn't say מאחשב, so he can only be כאילו the Sode through כאילו שטר. And even for Kin Shtar will be able to get the Sode, if the Shtar will be Balaam, when he buys it from Levi. But if he says Me'achshav, so if he executed the Shtar to Shimon, and in the Shtar he wrote Sode Zu, Lichshek Chanom Levi, Knu Yeloch Me'achshav. So, and then let's say 10 days later, he buys the Sode from Levi, even though the Shtar was burned already, by the time he buys the Sode from Levi, so the Mechire will be Chal. Shimon will be getting it. But if he wouldn't say Me'achshav, if he wouldn't say Me'achshav, so he will not be getting it. So what's the pshat? What's it? What is it? There is mystical significance in the word of Me'achshav, the Kishev, just because he said Me'achshav. If he doesn't say Me'achshav, so even according to Reb Meir, who says, oh, the Makid Lo V'Shloi B'Leilo. So, but even the Shtar is Nikra. At the time when he buys it from Levi, so Shimon cannot acquire title in it. Why not? Because even according to the mayor, that the Makdor Shal Leilom, but he cannot became it until it is Boleilom, as long as he doesn't buy it from Levi, how can Shimon acquire title? So when can Shimon became it? When Reuven buys it from Levi. So then he's the Kinyan. So the Kinyan takes effect at that time. So the Shtar must be Beilom. If the Shtar is not Beilom, so it's called Sokiyone. If the Shtar is Beilom, so maybe it's not called Sokiyone. But if the Shtar isn't Beilom, so it's called Sokiyone. So what? That's the reason as to why if he doesn't say Me'achshav, so it's not Konu if the Shtar is Nikra, Nisra. So even if he said Me'achshav, so what? Just because he says Me'achshav. So I heard from my father, Zechem Levoche, that the Pshat in this thesis is that if he says Me'achshav, so then the Chaleis takes effect right now for later. There is such a thing as a Chaleis taking effect right now for later. I mean, that we see in the Rambam, in Tnoim, when the Rambam says, in the Testament of Chazgirashi, that there is a difference between Migarish al-Tnai, even a Tnai of him, and the Migarish la-Chazman. So Migarish al-Tnai, the Rambam says, so the Chaleis is right now, but the Tnai is Me'akim. So Mimele, even if the Shtar isn't, even if the Gidisha does not have the get upon the Kiyum Atnai, she's still Migoreshes. Mashayim Kein, if he's Migoresh in Shalach HaLamed, so it's only Migoreshes if Lach HaLamed, when the Chaleis HaGiresh takes effect, she has the get in her possession. But if the get is not in her possession, Lach HaLamed, she's not Migoreshes. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is that by Tnoim, Tnoi means that the Chaleis takes place right now. But the fulfillment of the Tnai is Me'achim. So even though the Tnai is a Tnai not of Me'achshav, but of him, so the Chaleis takes effect right now. For later on, that she should be Megureshes upon the fulfillment of the Tnai. So there is such a thing as a Chaleis now, for later on. The practical consequences will be later on. But the Chaleis takes effect right now. That's by Tnai. So this is the Pshat in Tesis. According to Reb Meir, the Todah Makdor Shel Beilom, but when will the Likeach acquire title in the field? Only when to be more Beilom. When Levi will convey it to Reuven. So if he doesn't say Me'achshav, so then the Chaleis takes effect when it's more Beilom. If he says Me'achshav, so then there is a Chaleis for later on. That's the sheet of Tetris. So this Me'achshav L'Chalamed, according to the Rashbo, is like the Me'achshav here, where there is a Chaleis for later on. Now, so there are two kinds of Me'achshav L'Chalamed. One kind of Me'achshav L'Chalamed is like the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Nun Tes, where the Chaleis is Nimshach. But this we couldn't say here. How could we say he's making two Akloes? First he's Makne Sode to Shimen, and he acquires title in the Sade absolutely and unconditionally, and then there is another Chaleis, this is Nimsha, from now until Shimon conveys it back to Reuven. I mean, it wouldn't make sense. It would be a total disaster. So too, he wants to make a new Aknoi in case the Sade is conveyed back to him. So in other words, so he means he makes a series of Aknois. One